Good afternoon, KINS News. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, fine. Hi, guys. It's Friday, the 11th of January, 11th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon is the new guy in town. Fresh meat, as they say. Eureka City Manager. He's almost getting familiar with it, Bill Panos. How you doing, Bill?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Good, good. This afternoon, we'll do our normal, you know, first time in the saddle thing. Find out why, where, how come, all that kind of stuff. What makes Bill such a special guy? Yeah, okay, fine. Why is he here? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more other stuff, too, when we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggie of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and information time is 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Bill Panos. But before we do, our quote this afternoon. Let's see. You want a humorous one?
Sounds great.
Well, I mean, this is called that dialogue here, Bill.
I'm sorry. I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm with you. Sounds great. A humorous one sounds perfect.
Okay, perfect. Okay, this is it's an anonymous one about Los Angeles. So we can all enjoy this one. I shot an arrow into the air, and it stuck. Oh, okay. Damien's dying over there.
Smoky,
but
right?
Yeah, oh, good. He got it.
Damien groaned.
Oh, that's perfect. That's what it's all about. Oh. So if somebody stops you on the street, Bill, and they say, I understand you're Bill, the new guy in town. Who are you? What would you say?
I say, yes, I am the new guy in town, and I'm the new city manager. And they usually ask me what a city manager does. Or if they're inquisitive, or if they have a problem, they usually tell me what that problem is. And I've had that happen at least one or two times in the grocery store and the hardware store already, and I'm happy to answer those questions. So if you ever see me out there and you recognize me.
The voice. It's the voice, folks.
Stop yes. me. Yeah, they recognize the voice. Stop me.
Why did you get excited about the concept of being the next guy, replacing somebody who was a local, 20 years in the saddle, everybody loved, well, okay, 95% loved. It would seem to me that that would be a really challenging situation to deal with.
Oh, what a great opportunity. Dave Tyson left a great, a city in great shape, a budget in great shape. We were just talking about this last week at Rotary, actually, I think. We were doing this as he, I feel very fortunate that he had such a great tenure and the council is so strong and Dave is so strong and the staff are amazing. He's left the place in really good shape. And so for me, it was from that perspective, it was a pleasure and easy to make the decision to come here. The city's in really good shape.
So we hear an awful lot, and actually we talk an awful lot of Coastal Commission, Corps of Engineers, California Environmental Quality Act, air quality, blah, 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 about how tough it is to get stuff done around here. Why not pick another city that isn't in the coastal zone?
Well, all cities. Doesn't matter what place you're from, California, anywhere in the United States, they all have their challenges, and they all need to work effectively with not just the agencies in their region and not just local agencies, but the state and the federal government. In many respects, these agencies and the communities, municipalities, local government have the same goals in mind. They just approach those goals in a different way. And it's really to understand for us as people that work in local government, what it is they need, how we can deliver to those needs and deliver to our community needs at the same time. There is this idea of balance in terms of what we need to get accomplished and what they need to get accomplished. And it's about really understanding that and helping them to be successful at the same time that the city is being successful. So, and we've done that in the past. I've been able to do that where I just recently came from, West Sacramento. We had great success where we took state agencies that were once our adversaries and made them our advocates. And we were able in a very short period of time, in fact, in the last 2 years in West Sacramento, we brought in more money than in the last 20 years combined from state, federal, and private sources because of the relationships, the positive relationships that we've built with them. So that's one of my intentions, is to build positive relationships with all of the agencies that are important to this community and region, such as the Army Corps and the Coastal Commission.
I'm going to like you. You almost filled up the whole break with that response.
Excellent.
Bill, the fact that West Sacramento is close to the state capital versus Eureka, and we're 6.5 hours away, and most of them have never been here, is that going to be one of the challenging things to get some of these folks to understand the dynamics that happen here in Humboldt County in Eureka? Versus, hey, why don't you come on over? We're 15 minutes away. You can see the project yourself, take a look, see at it, and give us your feedback.
Yeah. Well, all communities have their strengths in terms of location. I can talk about the strength of this region and this community, Eureka, the city of Eureka, in terms of...
Save that for the next segment, then.
If it's location, so we'll go back to that. But, we were close, but we did a lot of our work back in Washington, D.C., and it's a five-hour plane ride there, and we spent probably more time there than we did in the state capital.
Shortcut, man. It's 5 hours to San Francisco from here.
In West Sacramento.
Heard about that, haven't you?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So all communities have their their strengths in terms of where they're located. And we use our strengths. And just like anything else, we use our strengths and we get the job done. And so I think certainly West Sacramento is a very different community than Eureka. All communities have their unique conditions. And our job is to really focus on their strengths and use those strengths and move the community agenda forward. In the case of the city manager, it's to move the city council policies forward in a way which, again, uses our strengths. For the city manager, controlling the city finances and ensuring we have a sustainable financial future. It's about managing operations so that they're effective for citizens here in the community.
Boy, am I going to have fun when we come back. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:19. We'll get into it when we come back with more from Bill Panos.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. Nowadays it's cold outside, especially if you can't afford warm winter coats for your children. That's where Coats for the Cold comes in. This homegrown organization collects donated coats, cleans them, and distributes them to needy people. It began in 2008 when Robert Lone saw sharply reduced coat prices in a store, bought a batch, and donated them to the Eureka Rescue Mission. Beginning late in January, Coats for the Cold will give out over 1,000 coats in the county, now including southern communities. To donate a coat, new or lightly used, there are 50 Humboldt locations where you can drop it off this month. Find them on this website, coatsforthecold.org. That's coatsforthecold.org. Volunteers from Teen Challenge and other organizations will give out the coats to children. Your warm heart can keep them warm this winter. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon. Hey, it's sunny outside. What happened?
Boy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
All around the state. Whoa. Well, it may be time to get outside. Cut this short. I wouldn't do that. We're back talking shop this afternoon with Bill Panos. Bill's the new city manager for Eureka. Bill, when you and your bride looked at Humboldt County, you looked at Eureka, you did the homework, you did all that stuff, what was the one thing that said, wow, this is so cool because what?
I think it really is the natural environment here, to be honest with you. There's a UNESCO World Heritage Site within 30 minutes of where we're sitting right now.
The National Park?
Yeah, the okay. Redwoods National Park. And there aren't that many UNESCO World Heritage Sites in the United States. And it's a significant it's a significant thing for this region. But it's the natural environment. And it's the fact that the communities here are connected to the natural environment. And And, you know, the legacy of this entire region is about the natural environment. It's about the, it's a natural resource-based economy, and it's these things that I think probably excited us the most. And for me, in my work, in the choice of coming here, not just to live but to work, was really about those challenges as it relates to the communities and growing communities and the work of a city manager.
You know what the other side of that sword is going to be?
What is that?
If you got the wow, what's the number one problem or issue that you, not a city manager guy, but as family that you saw in the area?
You know, the council asked a question like that along those same lines.
Oh, and, crap. Now they're copying me. Okay.
No, they weren't. No, they. Maybe they think just like you.
Yeah, that'd be concerning for you.
Okay. So, no, we talked about the fact that this region, I had been here about 25 years ago and worked with Alistair Macron at Humboldt State University when I was a special advisor to the chancellor of the California State University System. And I visited here about 25 years ago. And in coming back up for these conversations, I noticed that some things had changed, but some things had not. And it's almost like a lot of efforts had gone on, an amazing amount of work down in Old Town, an amazing amount of work throughout the community, but it's sort of stalled. It hadn't finished. And one of the jobs that they were really clear about, and one of the things I'm hearing from the community is finishing the things that we've already started, and that was an important part of the decision.
Would that be under the guise of jobs?
Family wage jobs. The creation of family wage jobs is one of the most complex things that any community anywhere, and this one is going to be not an exception. It's going to be very challenging. We're going to be very focused, tenacious over a long period of time to be able to create the kind of family wage jobs that this community deserves.
How do you do that? I mean, on the private side, what we'll hear often is make it easier for us, make it less cumbersome for us to do whatever it is that we dream that we want to do, and we'll do it. Is that the primary function, or are there some things that are in your toolkit that can either facilitate or attract? I don't think anybody wants to see government grow exponentially, and that's the employment base, regardless of what Ms. Pelosi has to say about unemployment being a job creation stimulate. I still don't figure that one out. Okay, no strings. You get your pound of pixie dust there, and you're going to use a pinch of it for this. What changes?
The formula for job creation is, as I said, really complex and changes with each community and changes over time. It's never a static thing. And so it's about having a variety of different things going on, having strong public safety, having strong education, having a strong business community and business opportunities, and the opportunity for outside investment to come in, both private and public investment to come into a community. And it's also about having a strong natural resource condition so that people have healthy lives and recreate and have a great place to raise their families. These are some of the foundational elements that some folks don't think about all the time when they think about job creation and economic development. You've got to have a strong foundation before you can create jobs.
Could I add one caveat on that for you?
Sure.
When the outside money comes in, that it's embraced instead of rejected. It's not nepotism, but protectionism. And I think that's probably something a lot of small communities deal with anywhere USA. Is you got the existing, and there's a perception that it's a fixed pie instead of really the opportunity to grow this thing and everybody would benefit from it. How do you break through that mindset?
It's a really, really difficult question, but it's a good question.
You got a minute. Go ahead. Knock your socks off.
No, it's true. All communities are different, and how this works is different. But it is also all communities are different, but they're always the same. I mean, the communities that I've worked in and seen before. One of the jobs that I had done before was to be the school construction executive for the state of Washington, and it took me to every school district in the state of Washington, and I saw small communities, medium sized, large, urban, rural. I mean, in some communities. communities, it was a post office and a K-12 school, which once in a while had a kindergarten class. So these are small communities, and they all had different value sets. They all had different histories. And so it's a very unique circumstance, but it's always present. This struggle between, do we move out in the future or do we stay the way that it was? And this community, I'm sure, will be no exception to that. And I look forward to the opportunity to work on that kind of
thing. Yeah, I've done a little bit of homework then. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:30.
Santa's been to Palco Pharmacy with a full bag overflowing with great ideas. For Christmas season entertaining, you'll find seasonal dishes and glassware for a wonderful festive event. There are some dancing mice and fun figurines that seem to have captured the essence of Christmas joy and fun. And don't forget those very special Christmas cards for loved ones and family members. Those are also available for you. Santa's been there, and now it's your turn to go to Palco Pharmacy in the Scotia Shopping Center, your center for pharmacy and gift ideas this Christmas.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with the new Eureka City Manager, Bill Panos. So, you're surviving the show so far, huh?
It's been great. Everybody's been really welcoming. My first priority is really learning about the people, learning about the community. And that's what I've been doing, and it's been a great couple of weeks. Actually, about a month of being a student.
It'll take you forever, man. I still don't understand half of what's going on around here. What do you see, Bill, as the vision for Eureka? Is there one?
I haven't been here long enough to be able to answer that question, I don't think. And really, for me here, that's going to develop over time, like all of you. I'm a citizen here. I live in Eureka. My wife and I, this is our adopted city, and so we're going to be here for a while. And I think we'll probably come up with an answer to that question as we live here longer and longer. On my professional side, the visioning and that work comes from my city council, and what I do is trust that they were elected and by the citizens, and they're going to provide me with the vision and the policies, and my job is to implement those things the best I can, and so I've got sort of two sides, a citizen side and a city manager side, and my citizen side is going to take a little time to come up with a good answer for that question.
I would suggest your first response is the accurate one. You don't know. I don't think we have one. I really don't. We don't have. Talk to 20 people, you're going to get 20 answers.
Yeah.
I really don't think that there is a concept of what this city is. You know, you've got the county seat element. You've got a regional headquarters. You've got people commuting in, people commuting out. I'd be really interested in, we sit down in, let's say, 5 years.
Yeah.
Say, Bill, okay, what's that vision for Eureka? I'll bet you the answer is the same.
I don't know.
I know. It would be very interesting for me to be in a city or a community that had one.
Yeah.
And everybody was kind of falling, drafting in behind that thing. And instead of tearing apart, everybody was pulling in the same direction.
Yeah, I don't mean to belabor this, but I think that over time the community does develop a sense of where it wants to go, and that oftentimes that people can't predict today what it looks like a year from now or what it looks like 5 years from now. But and you're right, if you talk to different people, they're going to have different attitudes. But isn't that the democratic process? Isn't that people having different opinions about these things and then having a place in a way of talking about that and then coming up with some consensus and moving forward? My hope is that's and at least my observation is that's what happens in all the communities that I've been in and that I've worked and lived in before. And I know that happens in this community. For sure, there's dialogue and conversation constantly, and I think that's a good thing.
Realize I'm a libertarian, okay?
Okay.
But I see democracy as equating to mob rule. Right? Majority wins, tramples over everybody else. Yeah, I just throw that one out there for a little weekend just thought process for everybody. I know you won't be thinking about it, Bill, but everybody else. General plan. The county has now been dealing with it. I think we're in year 23 of a four-year process.
Yeah.
I have, I think about, well, I make a wager each year on a six-pack of soda pop that it won't be done by the end of the year. Right now I've got it with Virginia Bass, that it won't be done by the end of 13 either. I think I mowed about 2.5 cases of soda pop. The concept of land use is one that's very intriguing, I think, for a lot of folks. Is there a simple way to do a general plan update? Is there a simple way to do land use? How do we get this thing done so that as you're looking at ways for economic development, as you're looking for ways for job, as you're looking for ways to develop green space or maintain green space or et cetera, there's a chance. Instead of everybody battling on the process, nothing get done, and you end up with gridlock and the image that it's really tough to get anything done in our part of the world because there's no agreement and the rules keep changing on you.
Well, one of the jobs, as you know, one of the priorities for the council is to have a general plan update here in the city of Eureka. And I do understand from a number of different conversations that I've had over the last, you know, couple of weeks that some of these have taken a little bit longer than people have anticipated. But it's my goal that we're going to move forward in a very short order with the process of moving forward. And I just talked with the community development staff this morning about this, and they are very focused on getting this done as quickly as possible with as much public input as possible. And you can have both, and you can stay focused, be tenacious, get the thing done within a reasonable period of time, and have significant public input all along. So, and it's never simple. I haven't seen one yet that is simple. It's designed to be comprehensive. Therefore, it's not going to be simple. And
does it need to be unanimous? Because that's the sense I think a lot of us have with what the county is doing with so much of their stuff. Is it has to have total consensus. It has to have total buy-in. And I look, and you know, I might not agree with the decision. But at least a decision has been made and we can deal with it and move on.
Well, first of all, it's a living, breathing document. So you can have consensus to get started and have as much as possible and then adjust it as you go. And if you have as general plans are, a living, breathing document, you adjust it as you go all the time. You adjust it through codes, you adjust it through policy, and you keep moving forward. It is never stopped. I mean, a general plan process never stops. It is in constant motion. And maybe, and I'm not saying that's the case here because I don't know, maybe that's what's happened is that it, again, as I said earlier, something got started and then stalled. And so what we're going to do is unstick it, get it moving, and keep it moving as we go forward, and have community involvement as that process unfolds.
KINS News and Information Times 3:43. We'll be back with more from Bill Panos.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday 4 p.m. Confessions. 5 p.m. Sunday's Vigil Mass, 7 p.m. Spanish Mass, and on Sundays, 9:30 Morning Mass and 12:30 Spanish Mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times 3:46. We got 4 minutes to go. You're gonna survive this one.
Good.
It looks like it. We're talking shop this afternoon with Bill Panos. Bill is the new city manager for Eureka. Bill, as you look at some of the amenities that the city has, certainly unique for a town of 29,000 or 50,000, I mean, whatever you want to use as the population sign. The zoo, okay. Having an old town, okay. Having a highway running through the middle of your town, cutting it up, okay. Having a bay. There's a lot of unique characteristics about this town that I would think would make the job challenging, interesting, pain in the backside. All kind of wrapped together in a dynamic week, let's say. What do you see when you look at the city infrastructure? What do you see with some of the physicalness of the city of Eureka?
Well, I mean, some of the things that you've mentioned are amazing characteristics of this area. The Sequoia Park Zoo, I'm learning more about it every day because people are talking to me about it every day.
Stay out of the cage.
Stay out of the cage.
Just general, yeah.
Okay.
Suggestion for
you. All right, good. But they, you know, it's almost the Sequoia Park Zoo is like the heart of the community, and many people feel that way as they talk about it, and you can tell that. This is an amazing bay. It's a deep water protected bay, one of the only ones, natural bay in the on the West Coast. It's an amazing thing that is not just amazing for the natural resource that it is, but also its history with this community and this region. It's an amazing thing. We are one of the only communities that have a highway, Highway 101, running right through the middle of the town. And you're right, it's both challenging and advantageous at the same time. It has both sides to it. So again, this community is very, very unique, and there's so much that I need to learn about it, and I will learn about it. But there's a lot about this community that is very similar to other communities because they have their own challenges. They have many other challenges. And so I think Eureka is going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be very interesting. I think I have a really good council that I work for, and I have great staff. And so I am very excited. My wife is very excited to be here, and we can't wait and to get started. And so far, it's been fantastic.
Are we a lily pad for you? Or are you going to lock it down and stay here forever?
I like it. This is my adopted community. And so I'll be here as long as that city council wants me to be here. And I feel like I'm adding value. And so it's I'll be here for the long haul. And so I look forward to that. And plus, some of these problems will take a bit of time to work through and understand and come up with the right solutions that are a healthy balance for the community and for the region.
Okay, so I want to see you with a Papstein hairdo sometime before it's all said and done. I want the hair out. I want it all gray.
Yeah, there's not much there.
You're right. And that's got to take you a little bit of time to get to that
point. Okay. All right. That's a deal.
Oh, thanks for coming by.
I have enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, we'll see you. Let's see. Now, normally you're the first Friday of each month.
Okay.
Fire Chief Ken came in and kind of bailed you out there because didn't want to have you here the first couple of days.
Chief
of
work, Woods is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. The personnel stuff you've been talking about, it's been teed up. You're going to have some fun around here. Thanks for coming by, Bill.
I appreciate it.
We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Bill Panos. Join us Monday afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow morning.